How should you deal with it when a student drops the F-bomb or something similar? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
The first school I taught at, not only was I the band teacher, but I also had to be the bus driver for the little mini bus we had whenever we had a trip. And one time I took my jazz band on a 2-hour trip, my middle school jazz band. And we were coming home from the trip. The students just kept getting deeper and deeper into horrible, nasty stories and horrible, nasty words. And I just thought, if I ignore it, maybe they'll stop. But it didn't seem to stop. It just seemed to get worse. So finally, I pulled the bus over and I told them that I needed them to please stop talking the way that they were. Of course, they were middle schoolers, so they denied it all. So I repeated back a few of the things that I had heard word for word, including the profanity and the nasty stories they were telling. And they became very quiet because they thought that I couldn't hear them. The rest of the bus ride was fine. They learned their lesson and didn't talk like that the rest of the trip, or at least not loud enough for me to hear. Profanity has really become pervasive in our society. I usually start off by talking of maturity and immaturity, and I know there's adults also who use this kind of language on a regular basis. But for me, it's not something that should be done by someone who has a mature mind and a mature mouth. So I approach it that way in my own life because I don't use these kind of words. And so I expect the students not to also. Now, I know some adults do, and so maybe you are one who does. Then the students have to learn when it's appropriate, because I know that I'm not really getting rid of profanity. They're just being more judicious in when they use it and making sure not to use it around me. But I'm okay with that. Here are some other ideas that I've gleaned from some other teachers and that I've used myself. You can repeat back when you hear them use a word they shouldn't use. I'm sorry, say that again. That will usually kind of wake up their brain to, hey, people are hearing what I'm saying. Call them out on it. Don't be afraid to call them out on it and say, hey, I heard you use this word. It's not appropriate. If it's directed at you, the director, then I think it needs a consequence. There's two students who are talking just between themselves who they let things slip out or they don't think that you're listening. That's one thing that can usually be dealt with by talking to them. But if it's directed at you, the director, or one of your chaperones or another teacher, then there probably needs to be some kind of consequence to that. Remind them that there's a time and place when they're talking with their friends after school. If their friends are okay with it, they can say whatever they want to. Sometimes students need some training that certain words are inappropriate all the time. I find this especially with younger boys. Sometimes they make comments directed at girls that they think the girls are going to like that really border sexual harassment. So in those kind of cases, you want to train them that this is something that's not appropriate. And if it continues, there's going to be repercussions to them doing that. I've heard of a director who had them write 10 alternative words that they could have used in place of the bad word that they did. I personally don't allow my kids to use the word "that sucks." To me, that it doesn't really give a description of anything, especially when we're evaluating a performance. They have to say there was not enough air support for the tone, or the tone was not good, or the tone didn't have any energy to it, but they're not allowed to say, "That tone sucks." Something I also do is if I have a student who is in ROTC or football or some other activity that I know the sponsor or coach of and I know that they would support me, then I call them out with their coach or sponsor. At my school, the ROTC people and the football coach are both very supportive of their students setting the example and behavior, not only when they're doing that activity, but all the time when they're at school. Sometimes I'll tell students, don't say what you don't want me to repeat to your mother. This doesn't work for all mothers because some of the students have picked this up from their own mothers. Give one warning, then call parents. I know some directors who have had good use of assigning some type of push-ups or some other type of corporal type of punishment. I used to use that quite a bit in my early days of teaching. I just have found it to be not effective for me. I'm not saying it can't be effective for somebody, but not effective for me. I highly recommend that you put something about inappropriate talking in your band handbook. That way, there's no question about it. I have students sign a pledge at the beginning of the year saying that they agree to follow everything that's in my handbook. Kids need and want boundaries. We have to realize that this is something that it's our job to set those boundaries. And they may not always seem like they want those boundaries, but they do, and they respect those boundaries. Remember, too, that sometimes it's the context of something. So I almost never say something to a student who, let's say they just hit their thumb with a hammer and some cuss words come flying out. I know that it's almost uncontrollable in those instances at times, but other times when they're just in a casual conversation, they have complete control over that. I hope that these tips have helped you to deal with student profanity. Please visit jamesdevine.net to hear back episodes of this podcast, and also to get a free copy of my book, The Saxophone Diaries, stories and tips from my 30 years in the music business.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.